陈弟兄。
Indeed, we are the blessed people.
我们真是蒙福的一般人。
Some may wonder why I speak in English.
大家可能会觉得奇怪，为什么我用英文讲？
Well, there's no reason other than we are a bilingual church.
没有别的原因，是我们是双语的一个教会。
And so, since I'm able to speak both English and Chinese.
我既然能够说中文，也能说英文。
And so I will.Try sometimes in English, sometimes in Chinese.
所以我有时候用中文讲，有时候用英文讲。
We have a clear goal in this church.
在我们教会中有一个很清楚的目标。
Ever since the beginning of the year, we have established this goal for the entire church.
从今年一开始，我们就开始建立这一个目标。
And we hope that every one of us may understand what is to be the stewards of God's household.
盼望每一个人都能够知道在神家中什么叫做神的管家。
And once again, we are blessed by the Lord.
我们是蒙神祝福的一般人。
And last week, we just finished a conference that is full of testimonies.
上主日我们结束我们的春令会。
Which is full of testimonies.
讲员做了很多的见证。
And we learn of the. Does it become lighter? 点两点，碰碰。不要按，碰碰两下。可以了，现在。Where are we?
下两点。
Very good.So the Lord has blessed us, and we were able to hear so many testimonies of from a Chinese leader.
神祝福我们，让我们听见一个从中国来的传道人为我们做这么多的见证。
And we know that whatever the Lord has revealed to us,
不管神向我们说了什么，
if we remain faithful,
盼望我们都能够忠心，
and we can experience every living word of God.
我们也能够经历神每一句活的话。
And so today it is a great challenge to each one of us.
今天对我们每一个人都是一个挑战。
Are we going to remain faithful in His calling?
在神的呼召里面，我们是不是能够向神忠心？
And are we able to open our eyes and to see what God has prepared for us?
我们是不是眼睛被打开，看见神所为我们预备的？
And we know we live in this world and there are manypersonal responsibilities.
我们知道我们活在这世上有许多个人的责任。
And they are very important to us.
都是非常重要的。
And to which we dedicated almost all of our time to do them well.
对这些责任我们花尽我们所有的时间把它做好。
But one day God revealed himself to us.
但有一天神向我们显现。
Not only he showed that we are but sinners.
他不只让我们看见我们是一个罪人。
But he continued to open our eyes and to see a way to salvation for us.
他也不断打开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见有一条救恩的路。
And so we gladly receive.
所以我们就欢喜地从他领受。
And we come before the Lord and we say, Lord, I believe your grace.
我们来到神的面前，向他说，主，我们相信你的恩典。
And I know that even though I am a wretched sinner,
虽然我们是一个无赖的罪人
But because of your grace that I may be saved.
但因为主因为你的恩典我们可以得救
And some people say that we believe therefore we are saved.
所以有人说我们相信所以我们得救
And perhaps the emphasis is on a personal belief.
那重点好像在一个人的相信
But I must say that prior to a man can believe.
但在人相信之前
There must be the grace of God that is received.
必须我们先接受神的恩典。
And therefore the Bible said we are saved by grace through faith.
圣经说我们是因信因着信本乎恩也因着信
我们才得救。
才得救。
And so we know that there is a sequence of God's working in our lives.
我们知道神是有次序的在我们里面工作。
And the people, nowadays, the world, there is a teaching of positive thinking.
现在世界上有一些正面的一些教导。
And they say that, oh, you know, the Lord is full of blessings.
讲到神是充满了恩典的。
And the Lord is a very positive God. And He has a lot of blessing ready for you. And if you believe, you can receive them all. It is not a bad teaching. But that is the latter half of the right teachings.
但是这是一个正确教导后面的一部分。
Yes, man must believe.
知道人必须要相信。
But what is the significance of man's belief?
但是神相信的重点在哪里?
Believe in what?
相信什么?
Believe that Jesus Christ has died for us.
相信耶稣基督已经为我们死了。
Oh, we can believe in our mind.
我们可以在思想里面相信。
But then this belief must become to us in the form of grace.
但是这一个相信必须在恩典里面临到我们。
And the grace is not entering into the mind first.
恩典不是先进入我们的思想。
Grace has to touch upon our spirit first.
恩典要先摸到我们的灵。
And that is the inspiration of God that is given us.
这是神所赐给我们的。
Everything God has prepared for us, He wants to touch our spirit.
神所为我们预备的一切, 祂就是要来摸到我们的灵。
And so the Bible is inspired by God.
圣经是神所默示的。
This inspiration is to touch our spirit.
这一个默示就是要来
When this spirit is in touch with our spirit, then we become quickened and alive. And it is because we are quickened, therefore we have faith. And it sounded simple.
听起来很简单,
but it is so easy for us to only emphasize the latter half and forget about the first half.
但我们常常注重在后面一段,
and it is our tendency always to emphasize certain things over the other thing.
人常常倾向, 注重一件事情过于另外一件,
and therefore we are not fully receiving the Lord's blessing. And you know the marvelous thing about God's word is that He gave us a vision.
祂赐给我们一个意象,
and from this vision,
从这一个意象,
we receive a commission.
我们领受一个使命,
or it becomes our vocation.
或祂成为我们一个使命,
only when we have the vocation,
只有当我们有这一个使命,
then we will want to walk on His way. Now we have heard of these terms many times in His church.
我们在教会里面听过这些名词,
and some even battle over the word vision.
有些人也因为意象在那里争辩,
and they say, I have this vision, you have that vision.
我有这个意象, 你有那个意象,
as if this vision becomes a cause of division. And if the vision caused us to divide,
这个意象叫我们分离,
and that is man's acceptance of the vision.
这是人接受这样一个意象,
but if the vision has truly touched our spirit,
如果这一个意象真的碰到我们的灵,
then this vision shall unite us together before Him.
那这一个意象就要在主面前把我们联合起来。
You know, the word vision in the Bible can also be translated as inspiration.
在圣经中意象也可以翻作默示。
So we know whether it is a vision, whether it's an inspiration, they always touch our spirit first.
无论是意象或是默示, 祂必须先摸到我们的灵。
And then when we accept it,
当我们接受祂的时候,
then through our soul,
借着我们的魂,
we receive the vocation from the Lord.
我们从主领受这一个使命。
When you are willing to receive it, that means you have answered the Lord's calling.
那就是你愿意答应主的呼召。
Then you will want to obey the Lord and follow Him in the way.
然后你才愿意在这一条路上来跟随主顺服他。
And so this morning I would like to review with you what we have learned throughout the conferences.
早上我要再来和大家一起复习我们在过去两个特会里面所学习的。
And also, we would like to set a clear goal before every one of us so that we know how to onward we go.
也愿意把一个清楚的目标放在我们的前面。
And we know in the beginning of the year in our winter conference,
在年初我们冬令会的里面,
and our topic was the stewardship of God.
我们的主题是神的管家。
And we know that we learned from this topic well so far.
我们在从这一个主题里面我们学到很多。
And perhaps some remember this well.
有些人可能记得很清楚。
And perhaps some didn't even go to the conference and don't know about it.
可能有些没有去还不晓得我们在讲什么。
Or some have gone and forget about it by now.
可能有人去了却忘记了。
But because it is our vision.
但因为这是我们的意向。
So I want to review it with you, and every one of us may come to know full of it full, more fully.
所以为了让每一个人都能够清楚这一个意向，我愿意再来复习一下。
And I would like to not repeating what has been talked about in the past.
我不想重复过去已经讲过的。
But I would like to emphasize a few points, perhaps to help you grasp the messages you have received in the past.
然后盼望能够注重在几个点上，帮助大家来抓住这一个信息。
And basically, we learn of God's household.
我们学到了神的家。
You know, God's household is a vision.
神的家是一个意象。
First, it is a vision of God.
它第一是神的意象。
You know, God has a vision of what His household shall be like.
神有一个意向，就是他的家要成为什么样子。
Therefore, he inspired the believers to receive such vision.
所以他就默示这一些圣徒来接受这一个意向。
And when his grace touches our heart,
当他的恩典碰到我们的心
，then suddenly we see what God sees.
忽然我们就看见神所看见的。
Then God's vision has become ours.
神的意向就成为我们的意向。
Oh, now I know what is the meaning of to be a God's house.
我们现在就知道神的管家到底是什么意思，神的家到底是什么意思。
To be a God's house simply means God wants to dwell and rest within it.
神的家讲到神要住在里面。
And for such purpose, God created man.
为了这一个目的，神创造了人。
Yet when God created man, He said it is not good for man to dwell alone.
当神创造人的时候，他说那人独居不好。
And so therefore.God said, let us create man in our images, man and, image, male and female.
神就照着他的形象造男造女。
And God looked at them and God said, it is very good.
神看了他们就说这是甚好的。
So do we see it is not good for man to dwell alone?
我们看见那人独居不好。
It is very good for male and female to be in Christ.
当男人女人在基督里面的时候是甚好的。
And you know that the concept of God's household, it is not about an individual being.
神的家并不是讲到一个人。
It is not about an individual vessel.
并不是讲到一个器皿。
But it is talking about God wants to dwell in a group of people.
讲到神要住在一般人的中间。
Whose life becomes fruitful and multiply.
他们的生命是可以结果子。
And that God is pleased to dwell and rest in them.
神喜悦住在这项人的人中间。
Such is the vision of God. It is the household that we now pursue.
这就是神的意向，就是我们要追求这一个神的家。
And we know from this image within our hearts.
在这一个形象在我们的里面。
God now calls everyone to come forward.
神呼召我们都起来。
And he calls everyone not to be selfish being anymore.
他要我们不要太自私。
You know, sometimes when after we are saved,
有时候当我们得救以后
and we say, oh, it is so good that I go to heaven.
我们觉得我们能够去天堂真好。
But you know, all the people around us is still perishing.
可是在我们周围的人仍然走向灭亡。
And so some people say, I must go out to save them.
所以有人说我要出去救他们。
And even to the point that the church should go out to save them.
到一个地步教会应该出去拯救他们。
But let us not try to save them first.
让我们不要先救他们。
Let us understand it is not an individual effort.
让我们知道这不是一个人的努力。
Let us first return to the vision of the Lord.
让我们先回到神的意象中。
And understand what is the significance to be a God's household.
知道成为神的家的重要在哪里。
And the Lord talked about God's church.
神讲到神的教会。
He said he used the symbol of Christ and the church.
他用基督和教会。
And talk about the two shall become one flesh.
讲到二人要成为一体。
So the emphasis is not that I or us go out to do something.
重点不是我要去做什么。
The emphasis is how we are to co-work with Christ.
重点是我们要如何来与神同工。
Such is our vision.
这是一个向我们的意向。
And such we shall return.
我们也要这样的回转。
And then the second point about the stewardship of God.
第二点讲到神的家。
We have to understand what is the significance of to be receiving a stewardship.
知道我们要领受这一个做管家的重要。
You know the original word of this word stewardship.
在原文里面管家这个意思。
It means house rule.
讲到在有一个家规。
You know every house must have rules.
每一个家都有一个家规。
It is God's ordained rules within his house.
这是神在他家中所设立的。
God's house is not a market.
神的家不是一个市场。
Everyone tried to be here and sell something and call out to other people.
不是每个人在这里好像要卖什么东西。
Every house must be put in order.
每一个家都是有次序的。
Now the household of the Lord are full of his children.
神的家中充满了神的儿女。
So God must establish some rules within the house.
神必须在家中立下一些规矩。
And those who receive this stewardship receive a set of God's rules.
那些领受神管家的就领受这一些规矩。
And to which many people are called to serve the Lord in his house.
有许多的人被呼召出来在神家中侍奉。
In a very orderly manner according to his rules.
是很有次序的照着神的规矩在那里。
This is called stewardship.
这叫做神的管家。
And what are these rules then?
这些规矩到底是什么?
And we learn from the conference that we must be faithful and good.
在教会中我们听见我们要忠心,要善良。
And we must be good and sensible.
我们要良善,要有见识。
And we must be faithful and sensible, sorry.
要有良善,要有忠心,有见识。
And what is faithful, first of all?
什么是忠心?
Faithful talks about a relationship.
忠心讲到一个与神之间的关系。
And God emphasized whether in Matthew 24 or Matthew 25.
神注重的讲在马太24、25章里面。
When he talked about a stewardship in the God's household.
当他讲到在神家中做管家。
First thing he emphasized is not to do things, but be faithful.
最重要的不是要做什么，而是要忠心。
Faithful in your relationship with the Lord.
在与神的关系上忠心。
Therefore, in these days, we talked about all our services must begin with prayers.
所以我们讲到我们所有的服事必须从祷告开始。
Before we go out to do anything, let us start kneeling before the Lord and pray.
在我们出去做任何服事之前，我们先跪下来祷告。
Such devotion before the Lord is our faithfulness practice before Him.
这样在神面前的等候,
you know, we are all smart people.
我们都是很聪明的人。
Some of us are very learned people.
有些人是很愿意学习的人。
But by the testimony given to us in China,
但是在中国的那些见证,
one thing they say, we are simple people.
有他们讲到一件事情, 就他们是很朴素的人。
We are not very learned and educated people.
不是很有学问的人。
But we do what the Bible teaches us.
但是我们照着圣经所教导的去做。
Before we talked about anything, we would come together and pray.
在我们讲任何事情之前, 我们先来祷告。
So all the differences are resolved in their faithfulness before the Lord in prayer.
所有不同的建议都是在祷告中解决。
Oh, what a marvelous way it is for us to understand today.
这是很奇妙的一条道路。
Practice your faithfulness before the Lord.
我们要在神面前操练忠心。
Such is the very basic thing about house rule.
这是神家规里面最重要的一点。
That is to honor the Lord in our relationship and be faithful.
那就是在我们关系的里面，我们先来尊重神。
And this is our commission.
这是我们的使命。
So today we are not to talk about the differences of doctrine. But we are to emphasize how is the Lord leading us together as a whole. If two or three people want to be led by the Lord, they must pray first. If my wife and I want to be led by the Lord, we must pray first. You know, other than the Lord, no one loves my wife more than me.
除了神以外, 没有人爱我的太太比我更爱我的太太。
But if we don't pray together, we constantly find ourselves are different.
如果我们不一同祷告, 我们发现我们有太多不同的地方。
Even we are married already.
就算我们已经结婚了。
But we don't pray, we are different.
但如果我们不祷告,
And we find out that for something that we pray together, we become one.
我们发现我们一起祷告的时候,
So, what is to be faithful?
什么是忠心?
How can I be faithful to my wife?
我怎么能够对我的姊妹忠心?
If I'm constantly thinking a different thing from her,
如果我一直和她所想的不一样,
and follow my own path other than hers,
照着我自己所要做的去做,
but you know what? I don't want to follow her way.
但是你知道吗? 我也不想照着她的意思,
her way is not better than my way.
她的意思并不一定比我的好。
The Bible says the Lord's way is higher than our way.
圣经里面说, 神的路, 道路高过我们的道路。
So if we want to be one, we must seek after the Lord's way, other than each of our ways.
如果我们要成为一,
so if we were to be faithful to each other,
我们必须对彼此忠心,
we must first be faithful to the Lord.
必须先对神忠心。
Let us pray together.
让我们先祷告。
And pray is not a mysterious thing.
祷告并不是一件奥秘的事。
Pray is you speak your heart, I speak my heart before the Lord.
祷告就是我们在神面前陈述我们心里面的话。
Spend the time until the Lord make us one.
在神面前花时间, 直到神把我们做成一。
Oh, we have heard so many testimony and that, you know, there are this blessing of the Lord when people come together and pray in one accord.
我们听见许多的见证, 当人一起同心合一, 祷告的时候, 神如何祝福他们。
And then their life becomes changed.
And 他们的生命就被改变。
And then they start to do things.
然后他们才去做事。
You know, doing things is the very last thing in the service of God's household.
在神的家中服事, 做事是最后一件事。
You know, last Christmas time we preached the gospel together.
去年年底我们, 在圣诞节的时候传福音。
And we did the work together and we served very diligently during that time.
在那个时候大家一起很殷勤的服侍。
But then, you know, not too many people, actually nobody, no friend remained in our church today.
但是有几乎没有什么人留在我们的当中。
So in our review meeting, we talk about this one thing.
在我们后来检讨的会里面我们讲到一件事。
And I said, do we notice that our net that is cast is a broken net?
知道我们所撒出去的网是有, 是有洞的网。
You know, you cannot catch fish with a broken net.
一个有洞的网是没有办法捕到鱼的。
So I said, let us fix the net first before we do the gospel work again.
所以我说我们让我们先来补网。
But you know what? To fix the net requires us to come together and understand what's going on.
要先补网，我们先要来到神面前, 知道我们到底在做什么。
If we remain to be different,
如果我们一直维持这样不同的意见,
if we think just go out and do something and then people will be saved into our church,
如果我们觉得我们只是去做事情, 人就会得救,
then I think we are not understanding God's household.
那我想我们还不是那么明白什么是神的家。
You know, in the ministry of the Lord, we see in the gospel books,
在福音书里面我们看到神的主的指示。
Peter is the one who cast net.
彼得是那一个撒网的人。
John is the one who knit the net, who repaired the net.
约翰是那一位补网的人。
And we know we need Peter, we also need John.
我们知道我们需要彼得也需要约翰。
And today we need every one of us.
今天我们需要在座的每一位。
We need someone wants to push us that we go to do the work.
我们需要有人推动我们去做事情。
But we also must understand, while we're pushing one another, we must first repair the net.
让我们也要知道当我们彼此推动的时候, 我们要先来补网。
Let those who repair the net never say that it is not important to go out and fish.
当我们补网的时候, 我们也不要说, 去 捕鱼是不重要的。
Or let anyone say catch, go out cast net is more important than repair the net.
或者说续捕鱼是比捕网更重要。
Oh, let us understand what, how to work together.
让我们知道要如何一起来同工。
Okay, if we have the vision, and if we understand what is the Lord calling us to into,
如果我们有这个意向，知道神到底要呼召我们做什么。
Then we must continue to understand what is our practical way.
那我们就要继续的明白到底实际
的路在哪里。You know, every message of the Lord has a practical way.
在每一个阶段神都有实际的道路。
So not only we see it in our hearts,
不仅我们心中接受。
We accept it and understand in our minds.
在我们思想里面我们也明白。
But then our foot and our feet must step out and to do it by faith.
然后我们的脚就要凭着信心出去做走路。
I would like to come back and call upon your focus on this word stewardship.
我想再让大家回来看神的管家。
And yesterday I looked up, well, some time ago I looked up this word stewardship in original language.
我去看在原文里面神的管家这一个字。
Well, its meaning is house rule, I said.
它的意思是家规。
And then suddenly I was so inspired. I say, how do you say this word? Because it's in Greek.
因为这一个字是用希腊文写的，所以我很想知道到底是怎么读的。
So I called my brother, who is a well-learned Greek scholar.
我就打电话给一个弟兄，他是一个希腊文专家。
And I say, oh brother, how do you say this word?
我问这个弟兄，你如何读这一个字？
And he say, it is the word. This word says as economics.
这一个字就是经济。
Economics.
Economics.
So economics, as our sister already talked about that, it had become the word economics in English.
这一个字在英文里面就变成经济。
So to be a steward in God's household means
在神的家中做神的管家，意思就是
that you are doing economics.
你在那里管理经济。
And which is to delegate resources in God's household.
就在那里收集资源。
And so you know that in economics, you need to build up something.
在经济学里面你需要建立很多的东西。
And you need to distribute something.
你也需要分派很多的事情。
And you have to know what is the supply, what is the demand.
你要知道什么是
供应需求。
供应需求。
And you know what is the micro environment, what is the macro environment? 微观跟宏观。Thank you. Anyhow, this is what full-time ministers do.
这就是全时间同工所做的。
We are looking at the number of people, this is the resources of God's household.
我们看到这些人，我们知道这是神所给我们的资源。
You know, it is not to say those who handle the economics are better in economics.
并不是那一些管经济的人才懂得经济。
As we know America, you know, those economists really mess up our finance today.
就像在美国，那些经济学家真的把我们的经济搞得很糟。
But we're talking about the economic of God's household.
但我们讲到在神家中的经济。
We are called to be full-time workers to do such a thing.
我们被召出来要来做这件事。
It's not to say we have some authority to delegate people to do things.
并不是我们有什么权柄来叫别人做事。
But it is our job to keep all the resources.
这是我们的工作，就是要保守这一些的资源。
And it is our job to tell everyone that there is certain area that we are lacking. Let us pay attention to it.
我们的工作就是要看见在神家中有什么缺乏。
And as if someone will remind us that, in the Church of Jerusalem, there's a great famine there.
就像有人提醒我们，在耶路撒冷有一个饥荒。
The church should rise up and then, offer to their need.
教会应该起来对他们有贡献。
Who is going to pay attention to the Jerusalem who is not even here?
谁会注意耶路撒冷到底在做什么？
But the servant of God noticed these things.
但是神的仆人留意到这些事。
For we are proud of one thing.
因为我们很自傲的。
God has given each one of us abundantly.
因为神已经丰富的赐给我们每一个人。
But let those who have no more left.
让那些有余的没有有
多的
没有多的没有余
，and let those who lack has you know has can be satisfied。
少的没有缺乏。
And so this is what we do as co-workers of the Lord.
这就是我们全时间的人在教会所做的。
So when I say the net of the gospel is broken.
当我说福音的网已经破裂了。
Let no one stand before me and say the net is not broken.
就不要有人在我面前说网没有破裂。
We must fix the net first.
我们必须要先补网。
Because I care about the economics of God's household.
因为我住注重神家中的经济。
This is our practical way.
这是我们实际的路。
We must have a vision to know what God's house is.
我们必须有一个意向，知道神的家是什么。
We must know that in order to conduct ourselves well, we must observe certain rules within the house.
我们知道，我们如果要做得好，我们必须要照着神家的家规来行。
And then let us learn the economics together.
我们一起来学这一个经济。
Let us help those who need our help.
让我们帮助那些需要我们帮助的。
If we are so capable,
如果我们这么能干，
let us step forward to give ourselves to the Lord.
那我们就站出来把自己先奉献给神。
And may the Lord use our 5 fish and 2 loaves and multiply and to give so many who have need.
让神使用我们这5饼2鱼，让它增加，能够分赐给许多人。
And then we want to talk about the conference we just finished last week.
然后我们讲到我们上个主日所有的村灵会。
You know, we talked about that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我们讲到我们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
And you know why there is no peace in Jerusalem?
为什么在耶路撒冷没有平安？
Because the people of the Lord did not observe God's rules.
因为在那里的人没有遵守神的教训。
And they serve the Lord with their lips, but their heart is far away from the Lord.
他们用嘴唇侍奉神，他们的心却远离神。
So the Lord sent prophets one after another to tell the people of God.
所以神差了许多的先知到他们中间。
Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
要悔改，因为神的国近了。
Yet the people of God did not repent.
但是神的百姓却不悔改。
For God cannot be mocked.
神不能被羞辱。
You ignore God and His servants.
你忽略神和他的仆人。
You suffer the consequence as to be taken captive.
你就要受到那一个惩罚。
So when King David was king, the kingdom was so prosperous.
当大卫做王的时候，那个国家那样的丰富。
And when Solomon became king, the kingdom has peace and they could build God's household.
当所罗门做王的时候，在国中有平安，他们可以建造神的殿。
Soon afterwards, they lost the vision of Jerusalem.
但之后，他们就失去了这一个耶路撒冷的。
They lost the understanding of what is to have a temple in Jerusalem.
他们失去了到底在耶路撒冷有神的殿是什么意思。
Once again, everyone becomes selfish and do their own thing.
人慢慢就只开始做自己的事。
And at the end, they are led captive in the foreign Gentile land.
到最后，他们就被掳到外邦。
So the conference remind us from Psalm 120.
在特会里面，我们讲到诗篇120篇。
It is the beginning of the songs of ascent.
讲到上行之诗的开始。
And in Psalm 120, it says.
在诗篇120篇里说到。
It says, "Woe is me, for I sojourn in Meshach."
讲到我有祸了，因为我寄居在米舍。
For I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
住在基达帐篷之中。
What is Meshach, what is Kedar, but foreigners?
米撒和基达都是外邦地。
How can the people of the Lord, the kingdom of Israel, now dwell in a foreign land?
神的百姓以色列，他们怎么能够坐在外邦？
And because they have lost the vision of the Lord.
因为他们失去了神的意象。
And because they do not honor God as their king.
因为他们不尊重神是他们的王。
Then they become a people scattered throughout the Gentile lands.
所以他们是一般散布在外邦人中间的。
There is no reason why the people of God is not prosperous in God's household.
神的百姓不富有是没有道理的。
Other than that, they have lost the vision.
除非他们失去了意象。
Other than that, they do not honor Christ as their king.
除非他们不尊重神是他们的君王。
And then they will scatter in the Gentile land.
他们就会被散布在外邦。
And then they live in the world and then they say, oh man, how can I return to God's house and serve?
所以他们里面呼求说，哦，我怎么能够回到神的家来侍奉？
And when they truly pray, the Lord is gracious forever.
当他们真的祷告的时候，神是有恩惠的。
Once again, God will show His vision in your heart.
神再一次在你的心中把这个意象放在里面。
When your heart desires to return to Jerusalem.
当你的心愿意回到耶路撒冷。
When your heart has a vision for the Lord.
当你的心有一个意象为着神。
When your heart wants to step in your footstep in the gate of the city of Jerusalem.
当你的心愿意把你的脚站在耶路撒冷的门内。
Then you begin the journey of ascent.
你就开始上行之路。
From 120 to 121.
从诗篇120到121篇。
And Psalmist in 121 says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountain.
诗人说我要向山举目。
Oh, you will look up.
我要向山举目。
Oh, you will look up to the Lord.
我要仰望神。
For where shall my help come?
因为我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Who made heaven and earth.
他是造天地的主。
These are the people who would go to the journey of ascent.
这是那些上行走在上行之路上的百姓。
They sing this song and they mean it.
他们唱这样的诗，他们也。
My help comes from the Lord.
我的帮助从主而来。
I can go to Jerusalem because the Lord is helping me.
我可以去耶路撒冷因为神帮助我。
It is not that I agree with my neighbor.
并不是我和我的, 邻居同,
It is not that I identify with my Christian friend.
并不是我认同我的基督徒朋友。
It is not that I see that the people in the world need to be saved.
并不是因为我看见世人需要拯救。
But the Lord is calling us back into Jerusalem first.
是因为神呼召我们先回到耶路撒冷。
And then we step our footstep in the gate of Jerusalem.
然后我们的脚就站在耶路撒冷的门内。
Oh, what city of the Lord?
这是神的城,
a city of peace.
是充满了平安的城,
when you are oppressed by the Gentiles in the world,
而你在被世人压迫的时候,
you find yourself so helpless.
你发现自己是那样的无助,
you are never satisfied and you have no peace.
你永远得不到满足, 没有喜乐,
God gives you a vision.
神给你一个意象,
God calls you.
神呼召你,
God gives you strength.
神给你力量,
finally, you ascend until the point your foot is in the gate of the city of Jerusalem.
最终你要起来,
and then when you are in the gate of the city,
当你在门内的时候,
Oh, you say, our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
我们就说耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
The Jerusalem that is built up as a city.
耶路撒冷被建造。
That is compacted together.
如同联络整齐的一座城。
Who is willing to submit himself to the city of Jerusalem?
谁愿意把自己交在
Some people say, I'd rather to be in the world.
有人说我宁可在世界上,
For I'm free in the world to do whatever I want.
因为在世上我有自由可以做任何的事。
What kind of people wants to be controlled by others?
什么样的人愿意被别人来约束?
To be affected by other people's rule.
被别人的这些规条来约束。
I say, because we have a vision.
我说因为我们有一个意向。
Because we understand the stewardship of God's household, it is by His rule.
因为我们在神的家中有神的家规。
Because we know that we must submit to God's economics.
我们知道我们要把自己交给神这一个经济。
Therefore, we want to be built up as a city.
所以我们要被建造成为一座城。
I am but a living stone, and so are you.
我是一个活。 一块活石,
so therefore, we must stack, you know, next to each other.
所以我们必须在彼此的周围。
Oh, brother, your piece is a little bit too much.
或者你的那一块有点稍微太大了一点。
Brother, my piece is a little bit too far behind.
或者我这一块太后面了。
And may some wise builder push you back in a little.
盼望那一个智慧的工头把我们都放在一起。
Push me back out a little.
把我推出去一点。
So that we can align as a city.
所以我们就可以被联络整齐。
Oh, but some people's work is a little bit sloppy.
有些人的, 工作比较马虎。
Oh, put the rock right there and he already left.
他把石头放在那里就走了。
May there be wise builder to come forward.
盼望有智慧的工头来到我们中间。
Oh, no, no, no. You need to compact together.
你需要被联络整齐。
And such is the work within the God's household.
在神的家中也是一样。
Brother, I don't mind to be corrected.
弟兄，我不在乎人家来矫正我。
But I mind you not to be corrected.
但是我在乎你不愿意
被矫正。Let us all come before the Lord and be corrected by His grace.
让我们来到神面前，都愿意被在他的恩典中被矫正。
There is no one person always right.
没有一个人是永远对的。
God's Holy Spirit and His truth.It's always right.
神的圣灵和他的真理永远是对的。
And if we have differences in the truth,
在真理上如果有不同，
there's no other reason. I cannot convince anybody.
没有任何其他的理由。
But I want to pray with you.
我愿意和你一起祷告。
I'm here whenever you are here.
你若愿意，我一直在这里。
I want everyone of God's household to come in His house to pray.
我盼望每个人来到神家中，愿意来祷告。
You know, in our program,
在我们程序单里面,
the most consistent thing is the item number one.
一直有的一件事情就是第一条,第一件事情。
You know, this item, I wonder if anybody noticed, it's there forever.
这一个项目在上面已经很久了。
It is always calling for a prayer.
一直就是在呼召人来祷告。
How many people responded?
有多少人有这样的回应。
And then we think of ways to encourage everybody to come pray.
我们也用不同的方法鼓励大家来祷告。
And then we read books about prayer.
我们也读祷告的书。
How many people come to prayer?
多少人来祷告聚会。
And when you come into the meeting, a prayer meeting, how often do you open your mouth to pray?
当你来到祷告聚会中，你是不是常常开口祷告？
You know, prayer is work.
祷告就是工作。
Prayer is the process of pushing something out, pulling something back in.
祷告就是把一些事情往外推，把一些事情收回来。
Prayer is the process of compacting together.
祷告就是联络整齐的一个过程。
Let us submit ourselves to the wise builder.
把我们自己交在这一个智慧的工头手中。
And then the psalmist in 122 says,
在诗篇122篇说，
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
要为耶路撒冷求平安。
May they prosper who love you.
愿爱你的人必然兴旺。
May peace be within you.
愿你城中平安。
It is God's grace, and He wants to bless us all with prosperity.
这是神的恩典，他愿意丰丰富富的祝福我们。
And also bless us with peace.
也用平安来祝福我们。
You know, when two people have fights, quarrels.
当两个人争执的时候。
When a family doesn't go to church together.
当一个家不去教会。
When a family do not sit together.
当一个家不坐在一起的时候。
When a family do not serve together.
当一个家不一起侍奉的时候。
God is not pleased.
神得不到喜悦。
Why?
为什么?
Because we have no peace.
因为我们没有平安。
God wants to give peace in our household.
神要赐给他的家平安。
In His church.
在他的教会里面,
in each one of our lives,
在我们每一个生命中,
if we love the Lord,
如果我们爱神,
let us begin praying,
让我们从祷告开始,
not to convince your husband to come to church,
并不是说服你的丈夫来祷告,
not to force your wife to serve with you,
并不是逼着你的姊妹来祷告,
but start praying together,
而要一起开始祷告,
and if you have children, bring your children upIn that fellowship as well.
如果你有儿女，把儿女一起带来。
And in these days, we are doing something among the children program as well.
最近我们在儿童组有一些的聚会。
We ask the children to go home and talk to the parents.
我们盼望孩子们回去和父母交谈。
We ask the children to demand 15 minutes each day from the parents.
我们请他们每一天要求父母花时间15分钟的时间。
Oh, Dad and Mom, pray with us.
爸爸妈妈和我一起来祷告。
Read the Bible with us.
和我一起来读圣经。
Because Brother Fendi says so.
因为 Fendi 弟兄这样说。
Because Sister Nancy insisted.
因为 Nancy 姊妹这样说。
No.
并不是这样。
Because we need it.
因为我们很有这样的需要。
Because our household needs to rise up.
因为神的家必须要起来。
I don't want unity just happen in the church when our household is not united.
我并不希望说神的家里面有合一，而你家中却没有合一。
You know, we don't want to do church but ignore our own household.
我们不是要做教会而忽略我们自己的家。
We must begin with ourselves.
We
must pay attention to our family. If we know how to unite with our family members, then you know you are a positive influence in the church. I know this is not an easy task laid on every one of our shoulders. But we have to start doing this thing. We have to start meaning to do these things. We have to start building up the family, then the church of God. For this is our goal of the year. We must first have a vision, then ask the Lord, then answer the Lord's calling, and understand our vocation of today. Then we step out by faith and obedience. Let us learn the economics of the Lord together. Now some people say, Brother Fendi, you are still full of it.
有的人说, Fendi 弟兄,
you are still full of doctrines only. You are still full of theories. You don't understand practical living. You know, a brother from our brother Wang in China, he asked me these things.
我们王弟兄曾经问我,
he said, Brother, you served the Lord for how many years?
弟兄, 你侍奉神多少年了?
Oh, I say, almost 20 years.
我说快20年了。
He said, full time?
他说全时间吗?
I said full time.
我说全时间。
He said it is not easy to serve a church with so little people.
他说有只有教会中只有这么一点点的要来侍奉，实在很不容易。
And he said I totally understand your difficulty.
他说我完全明白你的难处。
Oh, I said brother, no.
我说弟兄并不是这样。
For I'm not never mindful of number of people.
他说我并不在乎人数多少。
But I always mindful of our quality.
然后我在乎的是我们的品质。
I always tell people quality is far more important than quantity.
我们的, 质量永远比我们的数量要重要。
You know, wife, you only have one.
你知道你的太太永远只有一个。
Lord, you only have one.
你也永远只有一位主。
You know, his vision, you should only have one.
他的意向你也只能有一个。
And his way is always one.
他的道路也只有一条。
I say, we accept this from the Lord's hand. When I look at brothers and sisters, everyone is very hopeful.
我看见弟兄姊妹,
but I understand also, not everyone is as mature as we'd like them to be. And because I'm not mature either. We all have our own version of difficulties. And each one of us has to face up to what the Lord has mercy for us.
每一个人都要面对神所量给我们的环境。
But I say I trust in the Lord's vision.
但是我相信神的意向。
I trust in the eternal purpose of God.
我相信神永远的旨意。
I know it is difficult.
我知道很难。
But I know one day we will come out of it.
但是我相信有一天必定要成就。
But one thing I do know also.
还有一件事情我知道的。
I said, Brother, I learned this from you.
弟兄，我是从你身上学到的。
I said, I served the Lord for so many years, but I never learned how to pray like you.
我侍奉神这么多年, 但是我从来不知道可以像你这样祷告。
Oh, how? He said, ah, no, I'm nothing.
他说, 啊, 没有, 我没有什么。
And I say, I know.
他说我知道。
You can say you're nothing because you pray.
你可以说你自己是很微小的, 因为你祷告。
I used to say I was nothing also, but then I talk more than I pray.
我也常常说我很微小, 可是我却讲了很多。
I said, no wonder, brother. Your work is marvelous.
难怪你的工作这么的大。
He said, no, not my work, our work.
他说不是我的工作, 是我们的工作。
I said, oh, my mistake.
他说, 哦, 我讲错了。
Truly, those who serve the Lord understand no work is my work.
那些真的侍奉神的人知道说这不是我的工作。
It is always our work.
永远是我们的工作。
Our work with the Holy Spirit comes first.
我们的工作必须让圣灵先来做。
I say, brother, I never know that I should pray before the Lord first before I do things.
我说弟兄，我从来不知道在我做事情以前，我要先来祷告。
A lot of times, I I think about something because I used to be an architect.
而我是一个, 读建筑的, 所以我常常想到一件事情。
I think and I plan.
我想到我就去计划。
I plan rather in detail.
我计划得非常仔细。
I know where to lay foundation and where to build upon it.
我知道哪里去打好根基, 哪里去建造。
And when I design, and I, it's like I see a picture.
当我设计的时候, 我看见一个整个图画。
I see it already, but I don't pray.
我看见了，可是我却不来祷告。
And you know how our brother shared with us?
你知道我弟兄跟我说什么吗？
And he said he prayed, he kneeled before the Lord.
他说他祷告，他跪在神的面前祷告。
And sometimes, you know, and then his wife said, okay, 10 minutes we will eat dinner.
有时候他的太太说，在10分钟要吃饭了。
And he would answer, okay, dear.
他说好，亲爱的。
But I'm praying first.
但是我先要祷告。
And so he prayed.
所以他就祷告。
And but then suddenly while he prayed, he received the burden of the Lord.
忽然在祷告中他从神领受负担。
And he tried to shake it for 10 minutes.
他就一直在那里思考10分钟。
He tried to shake it off.
他要把这个负担摇。
He tried to unload the burden.
他希望把这个负担能够卸下。
But more he prayed, more he sensed, no, the Lord's burden is upon him.
但他越祷告越觉得有这样一个负担。
And then 10 minutes later, the wife knocked on the door.
但10分钟以后,他的太太又来敲门了。
Oh, brother, come up, dinner's ready.
弟兄,晚餐已经预备好了。
And then he had to stand up and turn to his wife and said,
然后他就起来告诉他的太太,
Oh, my dear, I'm sorry.
对不起,亲爱的。
And today I have this burden I cannot eat.
今天我有这个负担，我没有办法吃饭。
And his wife is rather not happy.
但他的太太可能不太高兴。
10 minutes ago, you don't have a burden.
10分钟以前你并没有这个负担。
10 minutes ago, when I tell you I'm making dinner, you didn't say anything.
10分钟之前我告诉你我在准备晚餐，你并没有。
All of a sudden, when dinner is ready, and then you become yeah.
那么为什么忽然我10分钟以后你有负担了？
You know, Chinese understand 爷, huh? 老爷. And then, you say you won't eat. Why don't you say earlier?
那你为什么不早说你不吃饭呢?
You know, in the beginning, it was very hard for him to explain to his wife.
一开始的时候,他很难和他向他太太解释。
But time and again, his wife began to understand.
但时间久了,他的太太也明白了。
Because her husband is the one who served the Lord.
因为他知道他的丈夫是一位侍奉神的人。So
he said he will not eat, and then he bowed before the Lord and prayed.
他说他不吃饭，他就跪在神的面前祷告。And
after a while, the burden is still not lifted, but he don't know what else to pray anymore.
过了一阵子，他的负担还是没有卸下。So
he would get up and go outside, walk around.
但他已经不晓得要怎么祷告，他就起来去外面走一圈。
10-15 minutes later, he come back and kneel before the Lord again.
10分钟、15分钟之后，他再回到神的面前祷告。
Usually 7-8 times like that.
通常要7-8次这样的来回。
Then when the Lord totally help him to unload the burden.
当神帮助他完全将他的重担卸下。
Then he had this assurance that the Lord will do His own will.
他里面有一个把握，知道神必须要做他的事情。
He knows that this problem in his brother and sister's heart would be removed now.
他知道在他弟兄姊妹心里面这一个问题会被挪走。
Then he could go back to the table to eat.
然后他才回到餐桌前吃饭。
Oftentimes he eats alone.
常常他只吃一点点。
Oftentimes he's eating the cold meal.
常常他就吃已经冷菜冷饭。
But that is how serious he served the Lord.
但这就是他侍奉神的态度。
He said, there are times that it takes 24 hours and more to pray like this.
而有时候需要超过24小时这样子的祷告。
And I say, you don't sleep?
我说你不睡觉吗?
Yes, he not only fast food, but he not fast food, huh? Fast in eating food.
他不仅进食,
but sometimes fast in sleeping.
有时候还进睡。
How a person serve the Lord like that?
一个人如何能够这样的侍奉神?
Oh, praise the Lord. There are people who take the Lord so serious.
感谢神, 有人是这样, 用这样的态度来侍奉。
You know, we are all learning.
我们都在学习。
We're learning from the Bible.
我们从圣经中学习。
We're learning from the testimonies of Christians.
我们从基督徒的见证中学习。
If we truly learn and practice them,
如果我们真的学习也来操练,
what stops us from being a 100,000 people strong church?
有什么能够拦住我们成为一个十万人的教会？
Well, God can do impossible things.
因为神能够做人手不能做的。
And over the years, I thank God we still have this number of people sitting here.
感谢主，这么多年来我们还有这些弟兄姊妹在我们中间。
Let us look at each one of us represent 1,000 people behind us.
让我们看自己代表在我们后面有1,000个人。
If the Lord's will prevail through you,
如果神能够从你身上得胜，
you may bring in 1,000 people.
你可以带进1,000个人。
You know, we may have 100 people here.
我们可能，也许我们有100个人在这里。
100 times 1,000.
100乘以1,000。
It's 100,000.
就是100,000。
Do you believe you may lead in 1,000 people?
你相信你能够带领1,000人吗？
Oh, when you have 1,000 people behind you.
当你有1,000人在你的后面。
Should you be Fendi Koo's ministry?
这是不是 Fendi 弟兄的执事？
Should there be John Smith ministry?
是不是约翰的执事？
God forbid.
不是。
It should be the ministry of God's household.
应该是神家的执事。
So when we talk about or introduce our brother Wang as the leader of China of the church,
当我们介绍我们弟兄是中国教会的领袖。
In the beginning, I thought he was rather too polite. He said, I'm not.
开始的时候我觉得他太谦虚了。
But after I spent a few days with him,
当我花了几天的时间和他在一起，
then the vision of the Lord comes clearer in my spirit.
但神这一个神的意象在我里面那么的清楚。
It is because this brother is rather selfless.
因为这一个弟兄是没有自己的人。
I dare not to say he is already perfect.
我不敢说他已经完全了。
For he said I'm still learning when I come to United States.
他自己说他来美国是要来学习的。
But I believe he is already marching onward a little bit ahead of me.
我相信他已经比我更往前跨了一步。
And then everybody said a little bit, a lot.
大家可能说只有一点点吗？其实是很多。
You know, it takes time for us to humble ourselves down.
需要有时间让我们能够谦卑下来。
So when you have that sense of your brother Fendi,
当如果你觉得 Fendi 弟兄有这样一个情形的时候，
pray for him.
请你为他祷告。
Help him to see that it is really a long distance behind brother Wang.
让他看见离我们的王弟兄其实有很大的一个距离。
Because this is how I pray for you, all of you.
因为这就是我为你们每一个人所祷告的。
I pray for God's household every day.
我为了神的家每一天祷告。
Since I was called, I pray for God's household every day.
自从神呼召我开始，我就每一天为神的家祷告。
And I believe every one of us can do the work in the Lord.
我相信每一个人能够做神的工。
Provided we understand His vision.
让我们必须认识他的意向。
Provided we are willing to change in ourselves and our life.
我们必须愿意被改变。
Provided we understand that it is His vision, it is His vocation that leads us onto the practical way.
我们要知道这是他的意向，他的使命，带我们走在这一条路上。
Now this is the first introductory message of a series.
这是一系列信息中的第一篇。
It is rather a conclusion or of the conferences in the past.
这是过去几个两个特会的一个
But in the coming days, I'd like to help ourselves organize before the Lord in a practical way.
之后我愿意帮助大家，我们一起走在这条实际的路上。
And we've printed for you the relative passages on the program.
我们列出来一些有关的经节。
And I hope for every one of us to go home and.Read them carefully.
我们盼望每个人回家都仔细地读。
For the household of the Lord is not to do one thing and ignore the other.
神的家并不是做这一件事而忽略那一件事。
But no one can do everything all the time.
但没有一个人可以做每一件事。
So let us help each other to organize ourselves.
我们需要帮助别人，我们一起来规划。
Begin with the calling that the Lord has placed in your heart.
从神在我们心里的呼召开始。
And whether it is from Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John,
无论是从马太、马可、路加或约翰。
When you read these scriptures,
当我们读这些经节的时候。
If your heart reacted more than other scriptures that you read,
如果你的心对他们反应更多。
Take a mental note of it.
请你把它记下来。
And one day you shall answer to this calling.
有一天你要答应这一个呼召。
And I'm going to explain in the coming series what these callings are.
在往后的信息里面，我要讲到这一些呼召是什么。
But I have certainly given you a clue.
但我给你们一个暗示。
And so that if you work at it,
如果你愿意
and cooperate with the Holy Spirit,
与圣灵同工
receive His burden,
同他领受负担
then you shall be very useful and mightily used by the Lord in these areas.
然后神就能够大大的使用你。
Now,Maybe one day this burden in the Lord will change on you.
也许有一天神在你身上的这个负担会改变。
Which is okay. They are all the commands of the Lord.
那也没有关系。
Then you change.
那你就改。
But the whole purpose is that you put your share into the household of God.
重点是你把你自己的这一部分放在神的家中。
You make yourself useful in the household of God.
你在让你自己在神的家中是可使用的。
So God can use you to obtain 1,000 more.
神可以使用你得着一千个人。
May the Lord bless us all.
愿神祝福我们。
And may we have this desire to read these scriptures before next week.
盼我们在下周之前能够先把这些经节读一下。
So that we understand the Lord does not lead us one way.
我们知道神不是只带我们走这一条路。
But lead us many ways.
带我们走许多的路。
And it isUpon each one of us to respond to him and to follow.
是在乎我们每一个人来向神的呼召回应。
And let us to sing the hymn again.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。540首。